HMS Beely Firth. Early history. Laid down as the C-type cargo vessel Empire Sarawak for the Ministry of War Transport on December 17, 1943 at the Red Head and Sons Limited Shipyard South Shields, England, Yard No. 547, she was launched on August 24, 1944. Subsequently requisitioned by the Admiralty for conversion into the first of three aircraft engine repair ships. She was one of five Moray Firth class repair ships building in British yards, Beely Firth, Killin Sound, Home Sound, Moray Firth and Solway Firth, that were planned as aviation repair ships for deployment with a fleet train of British Pacific Fleet. After her launch, the Empire Sarawak went up the River Tyne to the yard of Palmers and Company at Hebburn for completion. This work included her being outfitted with general and specialist aircraft workshops and engine test bays. See end note. On completion, Empire Sarawak was renamed as HMS Beely Firth after a stretch of water near Inverness, and commissioned June 10, 1945. Allocated to the British Pacific Fleet. After completing her sea trials, she went to Rosyth to load stores and ammunition before she received her sailing orders. By this time the war was over and she was initially ordered to sail for Hong Kong, but these orders were cancelled before she sailed and new orders were received to proceed to Singapore. After passing through the Suez Canal, Beely Firth called at Aden to take on fuel and fresh water before continuing on to Flores Island, Indonesia, for a short stopover, before reaching Singapore. It is not clear when she reached Singapore or how long she remained there. It is assumed she was there to assist in restoring local services to the colony. HMS Beely Firth arrived in Townsville, Queensland, Australia on December 23, 1945, where leave was granted over the Christmas period, many members of the ship's company being hosted by local families. In the new year, work continued. Repairing aero engines, transporting the engines and stores was done using two large lighters, similar to landing craft, which were carried on board. Engines passed through the various workshops before being test run in one of the two, hangar-like, athwartships test bays on the aft of the ship. When testing engines, the ship had to move to a remote anchorage to run them up to full power. This was a very noisy job, so it had to be done away from populated areas. Also, the force of the thrust generated by the test propellers coming out of the fully opened test bay were sufficient to drive the ship in a circle around her anchor or to veer off course if attempted underway. While operating off Bundaberg, Queensland, one lighter was caught in rough weather and lost an engine. Her coxswain, also the ship's diver, attempted to recover her but was stranded overnight on a deserted beach when the second engine failed. He was rescued once the weather improved. Food for Britain ship. Early in February, HMS Beely Firth was ordered to cease repair operations and to clean ship in preparation for operation as a cargo vessel, lend-lease materials and excess equipment, including engines, spares and workshop equipment were dumped at sea off the Great Barrier Reef prior to the ship proceeding to Brisbane. She arrived at New Farm Wharf, Brisbane on Friday, February 15, 1946, later than planned. She was supposed to reach Fremantle from Brisbane on Sunday, 17 February 1946, but instead entered the Cairncross Graving Dock for repairs. On undocking on February 19, she began loading 740 tons of food, 20,000 cases worth £30,000, from the Lord Mayor's Food for Britain appeal. Note. This was originally an appeal made by the Lord Mayor of Melbourne in September 1945 to send food to Britain in Mersey food shipments. The appeal became nationwide but was still called the Lord Mayor's Food for Britain appeal. From Brisbane, next port of call was Sydney, arriving the late afternoon on Saturday, March 2. After loading more stores, she sailed from No. 14 berth Pimunt, Sydney for Fremantle via Melbourne on Tuesday, March 5. HMS Beely Firth docked at Fremantle on Tuesday, March 19, where she was to embark more cargo, this time under heavy security as a quantity of gold bullion was taken aboard. A consignment of 25 tons of stores for delivery to the cables and wireless staff, Cocos Island, and fresh provisions for the naval ratings station there were also embarked. She sailed for the UK on March 20, calling at Cocos Islands, Aden, arriving in Cardiff on May 27. On arrival in Cardiff, the 20,000 cases of food, gifted by the people of Queensland, was distributed to the aged and needy of Cardiff. Once this task was completed, HMS Beely Firth proceeded to Rosyth and was paid off. Disposal. In 1948, she was purchased from the Admiralty by the Stanhope Steamship Company Limited and converted for commercial use and renamed Stanforth. Operated under the management of J. Bilmia and Company Limited until she was sold in 1961 to Compania Navegacion and Wider Comercio de Gedalda, Costa Rica, renamed Acamas and operated under the management of Aegis Shipping Company Limited, Greece. Further sold on in 1966 to Acamas Shipping Company Limited, Cyprus, remaining under Aegis's management. Renamed Skepsis in 1968, but arrived at Shanghai for scrapping on the 23rd of August 1968. End note: records are sketchy for HMS Deer Sound and the five Moray Firth class repair ships built for the Fleet Air Arm. However, there were two distinct types: component repair and engine repair. It is highly probable that these ships specialized in either British or American types. What evidence exists suggests the following assignments: Deer Sound, component, Home Sound, component British airframes and component types, Killin Sound, component, Beely Firth, engine, British inline engines, Moray Firth, engine, Solway Firth, engine. See Admiralty Fleet Order 7521, 1945. Complement amendments, dated the 27th of December 1945, which states: HM ships Beely Firth, Moray Firth and Solway Firth, as aircraft engine repair ships, Admiralty Letter N.1574344 of 5th of July, 1944. HMS Deer Sound as aircraft component repair ship, Admiralty Letter N.2983743 of 7th of March, 1944. HMS Home Sound as aircraft component repair ship, Admiralty Letter N.3270644 of 8 January 1945. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.